to you. Ooh, and me too. I hope you learn just like your mama and love her like I do. You'll see close to perfect patience if you watch her every move. You can always run me, daddy. You'll always be my baby. Look at her, baby girl, and you'll learn how to be a lady.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. At least 37 deaths since Sunday have been linked to the nationwide cold snap. That includes three people who were killed Wednesday in Portland, Oregon, when a power line fell on a parked car during an ice storm. Across the country, nearly 80 million people are under some kind of alert related to the cold or the snow. That includes Buffalo, New York, where Mayor Byron Brown banned travel. Up to 3 feet of snow is expected.
This means no unnecessary travel. If you don't need to go outside, please don't go outside.
The U.S. launched another round of strikes on Houthi rebels in Yemen as they continue to attack commercial ships in the Red Sea. The Justice Department is set to release its report today on the police response to the 2022 school shooting in Uvalde, Texas. And two Miami-Dade police officers were injured responding to a call Wednesday when a man opened fire on them with a shotgun. The officers are hospitalized. The man was shot and killed. This is ABC News. Don't count exercise celebrity Richard Simmons among the fans of a new movie that's coming out about his life.
Tell me who wants to dance!
News came Wednesday that a movie was being made about the life of exercise guru Richard Simmons, produced by a subsidiary of Warner Brothers called The Wolper Organization, and that comedian and actor Pauly Shore would play the lead role. But don't count on Simmons' support. He writes on Facebook that he didn't give his permission for the film, he doesn't have a manager or a publicist, and he just tries to live a quiet life. Wolper says it would love to have Simmons involved, but respects his desire for privacy and will produce a movie that honors and celebrates him. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Samsung's introduced its latest smartphones. The Galaxy S24 series will include AI that can handle foreign language translation. And while a midday nap can feel good, researchers warn it could also be bad for blood pressure. A Chinese study says adults who took naps were 12% more likely to develop hypertension. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a spring air mattress set. Queen and full sizes on display with twin and king available. Plus, Ken will deliver no charge within 40 miles of Phillips. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpeting by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture and other unique items on display. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, Ken's Carpet Center is your K&B appliance outlet also. Stop in today or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet. Right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans are defending their decision to fire Public Service Commissioner Tyler Huebner yesterday. Republicans have fired eight of Governor Evers' appointees since fall, but Senator Julian Bradley says it's not political.
We have confirmed over 480 of the governor's appointments. If this were purely political, I suspect those numbers would be significantly lower.
Evers quickly appointed Christy Nieto to take Huebner's place. A Democratic law firm in Washington, D.C. is asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court to reconsider the state's congressional map. The Elias Law Group says the court's landmark ruling on the Wisconsin legislature's maps last month calls into question Wisconsin's U.S. House districts. I'm Terry Bell. Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
VFW Post 5778 on Lake Avenue in Phillips will be hosting a veteran suicide prevention seminar on Saturday, January 20th at 1 p.m. The seminar will be conducted by Debbie May of the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs and is a question, persuade, and refer format. The seminar will be addressing issues of veteran suicides, and all veterans and the public are invited to attend. The hall will open at 12:30 p.m. and no food or beverage carry-ins are permitted. permitted.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Eleanor M. Johnson, age 84, of Mellon, passed away peacefully on Sunday, January 14th, at Park Manor Nursing Home in Park Falls. She is survived by her husband, Dave Johnson, by her daughters, Dale Wiles of Mellon, and by Irene Muller of Duluth, Minnesota. Survived also by her granddaughters and by her great-grandson. Memorial service for Eleanor will be held at 11 a.m. Wednesday, January 24th, at the Congregational United Church of Christ in Mellon, with Reverend Donald Quigley officiating. A gathering of family and friends will begin at 10 a.m. and continue until the hour of the service. Funeral arrangements have been entrusted to the Mountain Funeral Home and Cremation Services of Ashland and Mellon. This has been the funeral notice for Eleanor M. Johnson, age 84, Mellon. Donald Deke Fleetner, 90, of Phillips, passed away on January 12th. He is survived by his niece, by his nephews, by his sister-in-law, and by his friends Margaret Maggie Jagosinski of Illinois, and by Stephen Janicek of Phillips, and by other loved ones and friends. Funeral service to be held 11 a.m. on Thursday, January 18th at St. John's Lutheran Church in Phillips. Pastor Dean Arbs will officiate. Visitation begins 1 hour prior to the service at the church. This has been the funeral notice for Donald Fleetner, 90, Phillips. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips. As you get ready to head on out ice fishing or just enjoy a walk here in our beautiful North Woods, go on over to Bader's Sports Center in Phillips for your live bait, your supplies, and your Stormy Cromer apparel for the whole family, including your pets, too. They have gift certificates available for gift-giving ideas. Bader's Sports Center, your destination for all of your archery, hunting, and cold weather gear products. Bader's Sports Center, 262 South Lake Avenue in Phillips, right next to Pick and Save. And also, see them on Facebook, too. Fast Tracks Excavating in Phillips has been doing business locally since 2005 and is a proud supporter of local community events and a Logger United Sports Booster sponsor. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
A little sunshine early on today, then a few flurries possible later this afternoon. Our high today right around 9 above with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, some light snow, 2 below 0. Tomorrow, a little light snow early on, then mostly cloudy with a high near 8 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 16 below 0.
As we roll into the new year, it's time to make sure your vehicle is road ready for the conditions. That's where Goodyear comes in. Right now, you can get up to $100 back by online or mail-in rebate on a select set of Goodyear or Dunlop tires. Plus, you can get an added bonus of up to $100 when you use the Goodyear credit card. Ask an associate which Goodyear tire will keep you moving ahead this season. Offer valid until March 31st, 2024. The Goodyear credit card is subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details. Stop by D&D Tire and Auto Center today. You can find us on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin, or at www.ddtireandauto.com.
Drill into deals on top power tool brands at Fleet Farm. We're the top destination for Milwaukee tools with our selection of over 250 power tool options and even more accessories and attachments. And this week, get a Milwaukee 5-tool combo kit for just $219.99. Buy a two-pack of M18 red lithium batteries and get a free M18 cordless portable tire inflator. Save on powerful tools for your everyday jobs from brands you trust at Fleet Farm.
The Packers back in practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. Green Bay getting ready for their divisional playoff game against the 49ers. What makes San Francisco's defense so tough? I asked Packers right guard John Runyon.
This San Francisco defense, they don't do as much as any other defense we play this year. They're going to play their gap. They're going to be sound. They know where they're going to fit in their scheme, and it's going to be up to us to, you know, take them out of positions, mess with their eyes and stuff like that. And they have a good defense, and they play it hard, and they've been doing it for a long time, and that's what makes them so good on defense.
The kickoff Saturday night at 7:15. NBA, the Bucks got blown out by Cleveland. The Cavaliers jumping out to an early lead. They won 135-95. Adrian Griffin on what he told the team after losing by 40 points.
You know, I just talked to the team after the game about we have to learn from this. You have to. You can't continue to make these type of mental errors when the first, especially the start of the game.
That's Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
North Dakota, yeah. And hey, listen, don't get me wrong, the people are great, but last winter, and people ask me if I miss the seasons. I don't. Last winter in North Dakota, it was minus 36 degrees. That is colder than outer space. I don't miss that. In fact, I think they could combine North and South Dakota into one state and call it NAH.
Ladies, do you hate your feet?
Yes.
All that money spent on pedicures and your toes still look like mutant dried cashews?
Well, I don't know about...
Trust me, they do. Gals, it's time to get Pretty Feet shoes. Pretty Feet shoes look like open-toed pumps, but instead of allowing your six scaly reptilian claws to show,
hey.
Pretty Feet has a fake set of lovely-looking toes made out of rubber.
And they look gorgeous!
Yes! Get Pretty Feet shoes today, because they're much prettier than you are.
Introducing...
This is Eric Church.
The notes and the words and the songs I sing to the ones doing life with me.
Your station is great. I love you guys.
98Q Country.
If your kids turn me to stone, I'd be a statue standing tall in ancient Rome. And if your touch shattered me like glass, I'd be in pieces trying to make the breaking last. If it took one look to turn my days to night, at least I'd have the stars that sparkle in your eyes. There's just some things that leave a man no choice.
Country, today's favorites, and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
There's so much going on in this town. To keep me busy, I've been running around. Up and down all these avenues, doing everything but thinking about you. As long as I stay on the mind, I'm fine. The city side of those city limit signs, you don't really cross my mind. As soon as I get out here on the outskirts, I wish I was running by your house first. Something about a summer in the South Shore shines like gold down these old Roundabout River Valley back roads. Way back in the holler where the grass grows. God almighty, baby, we were that close. Ditching this town.
Just to linger in your light, cooler than the flip side of my pillow, that's right. Completely unaware, nothing can compare to where you sent me. Let me know that it's okay, yeah, it's okay. In the moments where my good times start to fade, you make me smile. Like a bird, dizzy in my head, spin like a record.
Cracker there with Smile at 98Q Country. Good Thursday to you as we slowly edge our way into a little bit of a warming trend. I don't know if trend might be a stretch. Today will pretty much be like yesterday, right around 8-10 above or so. But boy, overnight low, I mean, we were bragging that we weren't getting these really cold overnight lows, and now I see 16 on the negative side right now here in the city of Park Falls. Eight above will feel pretty good today and tomorrow. Temperatures in the teens over the weekend, 20s and even mid-30s for mid and late next week. So some good stuff on the way for at least a break from the cold anyway. If we're not going to get any snow, for gosh sakes, at least make it manageable, right, to be out and about. Big news today that there is a Richard Simmons biopic coming. Biopic, and that's what... When I saw that, I was just like, wait a minute, there's biographies, there's movies. Let's get the actual definition. Hang on. What is a biopic? I want to know the actual definition of what a biopic is. A biographical film or biopic is a film that dramatizes the life of a non-fictional or historical-based person. So basically, it's a story of Richard Simmons. Get these fancy biopic words at us. He's had an interesting life. He's basically disappeared. I mean, he was out there in the exercise world and the fitness world, and then he just kind of, for many, many years, he just said, enough, and I'm done, and he just kind of disappeared. So I think that'll be interesting. And Pauly Shore is going to play Richard Simmons in the biopic. Which, of course, the first thing we and you probably thought when we heard that was they're not the same person. I don't know. Just playing himself. YouTube has announced that they're laying off 100 people. I would guess there's a lot of employees at YouTube. So that's probably not much. So 100 people at YouTube are going to be laid off. I can't wait to see the reaction on YouTube. I don't know what else I'm going to say. There'll be all kinds of videos saying, oh, can't believe it. So Kraft Singles, you know those little single cheese slices? They call them cheese slices. There ain't no cheese in them. I tell you that much right now. There are some slices of cheese that you buy in the store that are cheese, but there's a lot of them that ain't got any cheese in them at all. They're just flavored. So Kraft Singles has introduced three new flavors of their Kraft Cheese Singles, and one of them, they said, is actually going to be cheese flavored. If you actually eat, I mean, it looks like cheese. It's called cheese. But if most of us, when we have cheese singles, we put them on a sandwich or we melt them in noodles or something. But if you actually take like a cheese slice, and I'm not talking the real cheese. I'm talking the fake stuff in the little plastic wrap. If you actually take that and just eat it like solo, you'll be like, well, that ain't cheese. I mean, you'll just, I don't know. It looks like it. They're able to call it cheese, but it ain't cheese. There's nothing in there. The Dallas Cowboys, I guess I'm going to be buying everybody a soda. I thought for sure Jerry Jones was going to move on. But Jerry Jones, I think, has gotten a little soft-hearted in his latter final few years. I think he's gotten a little soft-hearted because he was pretty ruthless when it came to letting people go earlier in his career. But for him to bring back Mike McCarthy for another year, I'm thinking that him and Mike McCarthy must be friends. They must get along. Because after the playoff disaster the last 3 years for the Cowboys, I think everybody who's in the know thought this is probably it. But Jerry Jones would get a little softer in his later years. Because, man, with Bill Belichick sitting out there, that seems like the logical way to go, doesn't it? Bill Belichick does not want to leave football. He's interviewing. He doesn't care. He interviewed with the Falcons. He doesn't care. He just wants to still be in. He probably doesn't know what to do with himself. Like most people when you get to retirement, it's like, oh, great, I'm retiring. Well, no, what am I going to do? So he has a chance to continue as a National Football League coach. It seems to be his gift, and he'll continue with that. Our featured business of the month is Bader Sports Center. Stop on in and see Craig and the folks. We talked with Craig yesterday. He's got all the bait. They're gearing up for Winterfest, big ice fishing tournament, all that stuff. So Bader Sports Center
in Phillips, right on Highway 13. They're located right next to Pick and Save. We found out what life is like without Giannis last night. You can be the best coach in the world at the NBA level, but if you ain't got the players, it ain't going to matter. And Giannis said out last night, and Bucks fans are just like, are we really this bad without Giannis? Probably not that bad. But obviously, you remove Giannis from that Bucks team, and they go from a championship team to probably an 8 or 9 seed middle of the road pretty fast. That's just the way that NBA and most sports work. So the Bucks got thumped pretty good by Cleveland yesterday. They didn't put up much resistance at all. The Bucks will be back in action again on Saturday. They got 3 days, yeah, 3 days off. So whatever is ailing Giannis, hopefully he'll be ready. They take on the Pistons on Saturday. The Pistons are the worst team in the NBA. They've only won 4 games and they've lost like 34 or so. That should be a game on the road that they should get. So Saturday, we got 2 o'clock Bucks, and then we got 5 o'clock pregame for the Packers and the 49ers from San Francisco. 49ers, I haven't checked to see if the line has moved on this. Let's check here and see. Hang on just a second here. Hold on. Vegas line NFL games. So let's see. I'm interested to see if this Packer line has moved at all from the 10 points that it was at a couple of days ago. Let's see here. 9.5, I see. So I think Vegas put that number up there, that 10 number, to get people to say, well, the Packers have been playing really good. They're not going to lose this game. So there's been some money on the Packers to move that line to 9.5, but not a ton. Not a ton. Let's see. Detroit is favored by almost a touchdown at home against Tampa Bay. Kansas City, Buffalo, pretty much a wash on that. And the other game, Houston and Baltimore. Baltimore is favored by about 10 on that game. So NFL playoff weekend, and then following championship, and then the first weekend of February is a Super Bowl, right? They don't take that week off anymore. Kind of looking forward to the Pro Bowl this year. The Pro Bowl is not a game anymore. It's just a skills competition, and I think that's actually kind of fun to see the athletes, quarterbacks, and everybody else showing their athleticism. We've got a chat with our district administrator of the Shawamigan Schools, Kyle Cronin. He'll join us in just a few moments here, but right now, twice an hour, news and sports.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. At least 37 deaths since Sunday have been linked to the nationwide cold snap. That includes 3 people who were killed Wednesday in Portland, Oregon, when a power line fell on a parked car during an ice storm. Across the country, nearly 80 million people are under some kind of alert related to the cold or the snow. That includes Buffalo, New York, where Mayor Byron Brown banned travel. Up to 3 feet of snow is expected.
This means no unnecessary travel. If you don't need to go outside, please don't go outside.
The U.S. launched another round of strikes on Houthi rebels in Yemen as they continue to attack commercial ships in the Red Sea. The Justice Department is set to release its report today on the police response to the 2022 school shooting in Uvalde, Texas. And 2 Miami-Dade police officers were injured responding to a call Wednesday when a man opened fire on them with a shotgun. The officers are hospitalized. The man was shot and killed. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Republicans appear to have hit an impasse over legalizing medical marijuana. Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahue says creating state-run dispensaries is a non-starter. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he won't compromise to address Senate Republicans' concerns. About 15% of Wisconsin's children are obese. State lawmakers are introducing 5 bills to help kids get in shape. One of them would give eligible families incentive to buy fresh fruit and vegetables.
Families participating in SNAP can purchase additional fruits and vegetables from participating farmers markets, community-supported agriculture programs, grocery stores, and other healthy food retailers.
Representative Alex Joers is a member of the Speaker's Childhood Obesity Task Force. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Thursday, January 18th at 7 p.m. It's boys basketball with Shawmigan hosting Newman. Brought to you by Steve Jetlin. Be sure to tune in right here on 98Q Country.
The Bucks get clobbered in Cleveland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Just before the game between the Bucks and the Cavaliers, Giannis Antetokounmpo inactive due to a right shoulder contusion. Milwaukee only scoring 2 points in the first 6 minutes, losing to the Cavaliers by 40 points, 135-95. Head coach Adrian Griffin:
we have to learn from this. You have to. You can't continue to make these type of mental errors when the first, especially the start of the game. You know, the start of a game, which is, again, we dug ourselves in a hole, and this time we couldn't get out of it.
Up next, the Bucks play the worst team in basketball, the Pistons, in Detroit, Saturday afternoon. NFL, Mike McCarthy will remain the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. McCarthy has 1 year left on his contract there. The Packers held practice. They faced the 49ers Saturday night. How's defensive back Jaire Alexander doing with that sore ankle?
He's doing better. Just getting treatment and hopefully able to go.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
And a couple local sports notes. Team Seal hockey in action tonight. They'll be hosting Medford. It's a forward bank shootout night. Someone's going to have a chance to step on the ice and shoot a puck and try to win $5,000. Yeah, it's a free event. Pretty cool. Thanks to Forward Bank for doing that. 6 o'clock tonight at the Park Falls Recreation Arena. On the schedule for other area teams, we've got action coming up as the Butternut Boys will be in action tomorrow night as they travel to Hurley. The Shawmigan Boys will play host to Newman Catholic tonight. We'll have that game for you 7:15 tonight with Steve Jetlin, Shawmigan, Newman Catholic from the Park Falls campus of Shawmigan High School. The Phillips Boys are playing host to Stratford, boys and girls actually, and that will be a Friday night contest. The Butternut Girls will entertain LCO in a contest tonight. The Phillips girls, meanwhile, in action tonight as they will play host to Auburndale. And the Shawmigan girls will be in action on Friday night playing host to Newman Catholic. And that's a check of your 98Q Sports.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real Steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
This message is for Karina. Our mom will finish her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much. We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Here we go. Hey, what's up, you guys? This is Darius Rucker.
Country.
All right. June Carter. Let's get June Carter and the Tennessee Three back out right now. Hey, will you sing a song with me?
I'd be very pleased to sing a song
sure
with
look
you.
Nice.
Thank you. I'm glad to be back in Folsom.
Well, I like to... I like to watch you talk.
I'm talking with my mouth. This way
all
up
right,
here.
Let's do a song.
sip at you. You know you love to fight, and I say shit I don't mean, but I'm still gonna wake up on you and me. I know that last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met, but baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. No way it was our last night. No way it was the last night we break up. I see your tail lights in the dust. You call your mama, I call your bluff. In the middle of the night, pull her right back up. Yeah, my friends say let her go. Your friends say what the hell. I wouldn't trade your kind of love for nothing else. Oh baby, last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I were somebody you never met, but baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. We said we had enough. I can't remember everything we said, but we said too much.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
No, sir, I ain't been drinking. I ain't even had one beer. This sweet thing's got me buzzing from whispering in my ear. Just take a peek up in here at this little hot mess. You'll understand. I'm doing my best and I know I'm all over the road. I can't help but go. Little bit of left, little bit of right. It's hard to drive with her hand over here on my knee. And she's all over me. I'm all out of control. All over the road. Don't wanna get no ticket. Don't wanna cause no wreck. It's hard to concentrate with her pretty little lips on my neck. I say, girl, take it easy. She laughs, says it'll be fine. How am I supposed to keep it?
Having a little drivetrain or alignment problem, or and like most people, tire pressure. Man, that's called all over the road with the cold weather. I don't know about you, but if most cars, you got to watch that tire pressure, because it has a tendency to want to seep out of there a little bit, especially have a car that's a few years older. And that's hard. And then trying to actually get somewhere where the tire pressure, if you have to go somewhere to do it, you know, it's usually outside and it's cold and they're not working right. So I think I'm really close to investing in just a little rechargeable pump that they've got. You know, it's got tire pressure built right into it, because you know, relying on the other sources is a little bit tough when, again, they're lingering in the 5-10 below outside weather. So keep an eye on that tire pressure is what I'm saying. It can wear your tires down pretty quick, and hopefully your car is starting. If it isn't, the good news is it's going to warm up a little bit. It's going to be a few days yet till we get up into the 30s, but it will get up into the teens this weekend, and maybe 8 or 10 today. But a shocking morning here. This I was expecting to pull up my weather computer and say, well, it's 8 or 9 below, you know, 16. Are we still at 16 below? Everything's frozen. Should probably turn on the heat. 60, I think it's still 16 below, and that's a pretty common reading in some of the, I like the, if you have a weather app on your phone or on your computer, they always say, you know, overnight lows of 9 below. And then you look at your thing and it's 10 below. And all of a sudden it changes. The overnight low will be 10 below. Then it changes to 11 below. The overnight low. Why don't they just say, we're wrong. We have no idea how cold it's going to get. But we have been pretty fortunate with this cold snap that we haven't seen the severe, you know, North Dakota 20, 30, 35 below stuff. So we've been pretty fortunate with that, because usually when daytime highs are 0 or 2 above, we know what's coming on the overnight low. But with this cold front, that really hasn't been the situation, except for this morning, where we sit right now at 16 below at 7:54.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Darian. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Well, let's jump on here quick with our district administrator, Kyle Cronin. He's busy this morning, as he always is with the Shawamigan Schools. He'll give us a quick update on the move. Kyle, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel. How are we doing today?
Good. We're doing good. We're doing good. Busy this morning.
It is busy this morning. So I'll just jump right into it, Joel. We've got that, I think I've mentioned this before, we've got that Learn to Connect activity for our high school students, and the LEO program are helping out folks with information in support of their technological needs. And we got that coming up on January 31st at the high school. Again, that program to help out folks. Next week, I'll make sure I have some times to show up. I do have it on here, 9:45. So it starts at 9:45 and goes for an hour.
Okay.
We've got musical auditions happening this week, and I know you're excited, Joel, for that Addams Family production.
Yeah.
And so hopefully by the end of the week here, we'll have our play, our musical in place. We've got pre-ACT testing for high school students coming up on the 24th, and that'll be our freshmen, sophomores, juniors working on some practice testing. This past weekend, we had some choir activities over in Appleton with our middle school students. But we've got coming up the Honors Band in Whitewater this weekend, and then Honors Choir in Eau Claire coming up on February 3rd. So some more activities for our band and choir students. Forensics, they're going to be at Washburn on February 21st. So we're getting into that season, too. It's always good to hear the kids in public speaking and in those types of situations. Of course, the pool is open. got Aqua Zumba on Thursdays from 5 to 5:45, and then we've got regular Zumba on Wednesdays from 5 to 5:45, and that's at the Park Falls Elementary Gym. There are class fees for those, $3 for the class, and then a pool fee of $2 if you're doing the Aqua Zumba. So in the middle school, just a few things coming up. We've got middle school volleyball at Washburn tomorrow at 5:45. Honors choir for the middle school today down in Eau Claire. We've got volleyball for our middle school. They're going to be home next week on the 22nd versus Hurley at 5 o'clock. And our elementary students, Glidden Elementary, are going to go over to Camp Forest Spring on a tubing trip on the 25th. We got a middle school dance coming up on the 26th, so quite a bit going on up at the North Campus. We finally did get that ice rink open.
All right.
So at the South Campus, so behind the South Campus, the outdoor ice rink is open. You know, I think the temperature's finally got to the point.
You think so? Yeah.
I think so. We've got on January 19th an open swim session, and our students are going to be able to do some activities again to mark that midway through the school year. They're going to have a movie and again that open swimming. And then we're at Park Falls Elementary. We're going to welcome Gina Scanlon as a new first grade teacher. She gets started with us on Monday, actually.
So all right.
A couple activities, boys basketball versus Newman tonight at 5:45, hockey versus Medford at 6. Tomorrow, girls basketball versus Newman at 6:30. And we've got hockey on Saturday at Shano and wrestling at Shell Lake. So a few of the activities going on, Joel.
All right. $5,000 to shoot the puck into the net, courtesy of Forward Bank tonight, too, at 6 o'clock.
Yes, it is. It is. It's going to be a great night tonight.
Yeah, all right. All right, Kyle. Thank you much. A lot going on there. We'll hook up with you next week again, okay?
Thank you, Joel.
You bet. Kyle Cronin, District Administrator, always on the move there for the Shawamigan School District. Weather update is being brought to you by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
A little sunshine early on today, then a few flurries possible later this afternoon. Our high today right around 9 above with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, some light snow, 2 below 0. Tomorrow, a little light snow early on, then mostly cloudy with a high near 8 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 17 below.
I would like to introduce to you all...
It's Nate Smith. He set my world.
Scott.